Hallelujah. We've been very happy to have a family trio here. What I mean by that is two brothers and a sister. Our brother Dominic, our brother Robert, and their sister Marilyn. And brother Rob has a song for us again tonight. But I think we haven't heard from Dominic, and I think he'd like to share something with us. And so come, Dom. I told Brother Dom that he has to keep it to 10 minutes. He said, well, I don't know. So Brother Dom's going to endeavor, by God's grace, to speak fast. And all the years I've known him, I don't know if he can do that, but we love him.
Have you ever heard me talk long? My prayers are like two sentences.
Okay, well, try tonight then.
But being... Okay. All right, actually, the reason I asked Brother Philip is I remembered when I was on the staff here and all the things that I went through, and I thought some of the things in my life might be encouraging to show you what God did. God did. And it wasn't because I was his great pet, you know? I was just a regular person. So I'll try to skip a lot of the stuff, but I was raised in a Christian home. A missionary came to visit us from Italy. Every once in a while he'd come, and we had devotions, and I remember asking if I could pray to get saved that night. And so that's when I got saved, pretty young. I was baptized in water pretty young. I'll tell you, this is a lot about different things in music, so I'll skip a lot of the other stuff that I was going to speak about. But that
it's
happened.
Best
but
if you stay by the mic. Then
okay. I took piano lessons in fifth grade. But what I remember, number one, I didn't want to take piano lessons, but that was the first instrument we got. And when we looked inside, we found a skeleton of a mouse inside. So it was really old. But I remember once I started to learn, you know, not even great, but if there was a really good song, I wanted to learn it not because to impress my teacher, but I wanted to learn it because it was beautiful. And so I realized I had something in me that I could feel certain things. Okay. Now, we went to church and regularly. In high school, though, I was very thin. I was maybe I weighed 110 pounds. They used to have commercials saying, you know, you could take this this tonic if you wanted to gain weight, and they'd call the person the 99-pound weakling, and that's what I felt like because I was so thin. And I was very, as I was getting self-conscious about how I looked. Always wished I was bigger, taller, all kinds of other things. But do not ever look at yourself and wish you were somebody else or like somebody else, because later in life I found that God did things with me and I was just how I was supposed to be. So if you have those temptations, just forget about them. Just say, Lord, you made me like this, and if I give my life to him, he'll make great, terrific plans for you he has that you don't even know. And I never knew that these little piano lessons that I took would do things for me later. I went to Pilgrim Camp. I was on the staff. I worked in the kitchen, which is where that lawn is between here and the library. And that would be a trip working as a dish boy in a place like that compared to what you have now. But it was great. My mom, when I was up here, I remember the nurse came to me and said, your mom's in the hospital. And I didn't know anything was wrong. And then she said, it's a cancer hospital. And I remember I was like, what? And that just scared me to death and hit me like a ton of bricks. A lot of people prayed. The doctor told my father she only had 6 months to live. And But she opened her Bible. She didn't even know she had cancer, but she opened her Bible, and she said she prayed to God, I guess I'm just going to die. And she opened the Bible to Psalm 118, and it said, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And from that time on, she started to get stronger. She never got really very well. She lived 10 more years, and the doctors were amazed because they didn't have any cure for it, for what she had. Then I got, after I graduated from high school, I got a job, and I was getting $55 a week. I said, wow, I'm in the big money. And then I changed jobs, and then I got drafted, went to Vietnam. My mom wrote me a letter every day. I finished my tour of 2 years when I couldn't wait to get home and see my brother. Now, my brother was worried about getting drafted, and he has a story of his own. And he, in those days, if you weren't going to college, you didn't get drafted. And so he, somehow God worked something in his life, and he went to a Bible school, but I was going to miss him because just as I'm coming home, he's leaving. But he got into a Bible school, and Brother Nat was his professor, not only in music, but other subjects. And he became, with my mom sick, my sister ended up going to the same Bible school later, so I was the only one home. But he was a big part of our family, and he knew what we were going through, and he was very helpful to us and a blessing. But when I heard the choir that my brother joined, that Brother Nat was leading, I really liked that. I says, wow, I want to learn music. But I could never go to the school. So he suggested, why don't you go to Queens College, take some night courses, which I did. And that was the beginning. And once I learned the rules of writing music, which I thought I had a good head for writing, and I remember not even looking at the rules. I just had to write some music, harmonize a tune that the teacher gave me, and I had so many, just in three measures, if you know anything about music, you know how much, it's like four notes or 12 notes. I had three mistakes. And I talked to myself. I said, okay, Costanza, you think you know what you do here. You don't know nothing. You better learn these rules. And so I started to write. I started a teen choir. But what happened was I was working in a job. I had a very angry boss. And I was the only one who worked for him. And he made me very nervous. And I was, so this is some of the things that I'm trying to bring out, how God does things, opens doors that you realize only he could have done that. So one day I was working, and I had an attack with my eyes, which I would get every once in a while, and I'd have to get home right away because I wouldn't be able to see clearly. And so I told my boss I have to go home. And I'm saying, on the way home, I'm saying, Lord, don't you know I have to get out of this place? So I was supposed to go to school that night, to college, which I couldn't do. And while I'm laying in bed, the bell rings and a guy from the phone company comes. My father never told me to expect him to come, that he had called. So the guy came, he popped the cover off the wall phone, tightened the two screws, put it back. I says, how do you like your job? He says, look, they're hiring right now. He gave me an address. I went there, I passed the test, and then I had an interview, and I got the job. The machine shop that I was working at, I didn't have any medical benefits. And over there, after 6 months, if you passed, and we had to climb poles, and we had to work in blizzards and everything, no matter what, but I got used to it. But I mean, it was a great job, and the benefits were great. And so then I had medical benefits. In the meantime, I got married, and we had three children. Some of you, two of them, you probably, a lot of you know, Frank and Robert. But she would get these attacks with her stomach, and so the first time she was in the hospital. Now, I didn't have any benefits before, so the bill comes in the mail, and this is a long time ago, bill of $35,000. And then the next line said, your responsibility. Zero. I'm looking like, wow. And how many times she ended up in the hospital? Every year she'd get some kind of attack and she'd be in for a week. I don't know where I'd be, how bankrupt I'd be today. And then my children also had, so that was a great job. And so it was 32 years I worked for them. But during those 32 years, I had taken the course. And I started a teen choir. I started an orchestra. I wrote all kinds of, you know, arrangements. And finally, they gave me a buyout. 32 years I worked there. And I had a buyout. I took the buyout. And I took 3 months off, and then I said, Lord, and I remember specifically praying exactly this. I'm sure I didn't pray it out loud, but I said, Lord, you know, I need to find some work. And I thought I would work at another phone company. They'd get a lot of money for doing that. But I said, Lord, I wish I could work with music, but I don't want to give piano lessons because I have to go out every night driving out. The kids don't practice, most of them, except for Audrey. And she's done so well. When I heard her play up here, I haven't heard her for a while. I says, wow, she's doing fantastic. To give her a hand. Okay, so anyway, So the next morning, the phone rings, and the principal from around the corner, Lutheran school where my children had gone, said, the music teacher here is leaving, and one of the mothers, who goes to Ridgewood, said, oh, Mr. Costanzo, he'll teach, he retired. So she called me. I get the phone call after that prayer. The next morning, I get the job. I finished the year. It was almost Easter. I remember doing an Easter song, Hear the Bells Ringing. I wrote it on it, and I taught it, and they saw that I could really get into this. I didn't have a music room or anything, but I finished the year, and they kept me on, and I worked there 10 years. And it was Audrey was in my first class, and one of my class, second grade, I think. And I remember her, and she was real. I hardly knew her. And she was really poker-faced, and like, I never... But then when you give her something to do, she was great. She could act, she could sing, she could do anything. I says, wow, look at this kid. She looks so quiet, and all of a sudden, she's got this in her. So, sorry for embarrassing you. But anyway, so 10 years, and then that school closed, and another school opened up. What happened... Oh, before that, when I was looking for a job... this is important. There was a job opening in a Christian school, and I thought, this is the job. And so I went for the interview, but then I would pray, and I said, but Lord, if it's not your will, you know, it's not like I could hear him say, you should do it. I can't do that. You know, some people can, but God knows how to show you. I mean, all the different children, he speaks to each one of you. He knows how to talk to each one of you differently. He doesn't talk everybody the same, and that's what's so great. And so it just didn't work out. So I was just going, oh, Lord, I was so disappointed. So that was now 32 years later. First of all, I would have never got the benefits working in a Christian school. And so 32 years later, after writing all this music, I'm ready for this job. And when they asked me to come, I had written so much stuff. I was just ready. So it's almost like Moses, 40 years later, God. So here, 32 years later, I got my wish. And then that school closed, and I worked another 6 years. And when that school closed, you know, I was finished. I didn't look for anything else. But God just opened that door just like that. And then I always wanted to learn how to play the organ, and that school had an organ, a pipe organ, but it never worked, so I could never use it. When the school closed, they became a charter school, and all of a sudden they got a lot of money, and they spent $100,000 and restored the organ. Now I learned how to play the organ. So that, how many years I had wishes in my heart that never, I just look at this, I got an organ here that I can't learn. And now, all of a sudden, so little by little, God just, things that I had in my heart, thought that, well, you never know when the time comes. It's not just there for nothing, you know, but God knows when to put it there. So I just want to encourage you by these things that you can, it's not like I was such a great super Christian. He just loved me. And sometimes I say, Lord, I can't believe you. Why did you, how could you do this for me? You're just Hallelujah. So kind. And so just don't think that you have to be a certain way. Just love him when you have the opportunity. Put everything into it, which I always did. If I had a chance to serve him, I put everything into it. And I just want to encourage you, because I remember where I was, where you are now. And if for nothing, it blessed me for remembering these things and thanking God again for what he did. Did I make the cut? Not quite.
Praise God. Thank you, Don. Are you playing for your brother or not?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Brother Phil, you don't have to ask me to get close to the microphone. I love microphones. Right, Brother Nat? By the way, my brother is Dominic Costanzo. My name is Bobby Costanza. Think about that for a minute. We're both in the same family. And if you want to know how that happened, just ask me later, okay? Well, this song I'd like to sing was the theme song of the Great Overcomers Quartet when I was a teenager in school in Ridgewood. I heard some Southern Gospel quartets for the first time in my life, and I thought, boy, those guys can really sing. And that's what I wanted to do. And so we got together, got four teenagers, and then in fear and trembling, we walked up to Brother Paul Munsinger and said, would you be our pianist? And I don't know why he said yes, why he wanted to fool around with four teenagers, two of which were completely insane, and I was one of them. But Paul was such a blessing. Sometimes we'd give him a hard time and fool around, but we loved him, and he was such a blessing to us and me especially. But anyway, this is our theme song. Of overcoming, a life of ceaseless praise, be this thy blessed portion throughout the coming days. The victory was purchased on Calvary's cross for thee. Sin shall not have dominion, the Son hath made thee free. And wouldst thou know the secret of constant victory, let in the overcomer, and he will conquer thee. Thy broken spirit taken in sweet captivity shall glory in his triumph and share his victory. Then from thy life ascending, one triumph note of praise for they who always conquer, a victor's song must raise. shall echo on unceasing till Satan's host doth flee before our glorious watchword, Lord, victory for me. Praise the Lord. Though all the path before thee the host of darkness fail, look to thy Father's promise and claim the victory still. Faith sees the heavenly legions where doubt sees naught but foes, and through the very conflict her life the stronger grows. More stern will grow the conflict as nears our King's return, and they alone can face it who this great lesson learns, that from them God asks nothing but to unlatch the door, admitting him who through them will conquer evermore. That from them God asks nothing but to unlatch the door, admitting him who through them will conquer evermore. The Son has made us free. Praise the Lord. Yes.